Makes you sense. What's around?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Blind Square podcast. My name is Sandra and I would like to show you today how to use the voice commands feature in Blind Square. It's fairly new, it has been introduced in version 4.0 and it's a great way to use Blind Square hands-free. Before I start, let me tell you what I'm going to do in this podcast. First, I'll show you a few of the voice commands and how to use the feature. And then I'll go to the Blind Square settings to show you what has changed there as a result of the new feature. Now, how can you actually speak to Blind Square? There are different ways of how you can use voice commands. The first is just using the button that's now on the main screen in the bottom left corner of the screen. When you double tap it, your phone vibrates, you'll hear a tone, and Blind Square is listening for your voice command. Another option is through the audio menu. The audio menu can be configured so that the first audio menu item is voice command, and if you select that item, then you can speak your command. And the third option is to configure Blind Square so that you can press a button either on a wired headset or on a Bluetooth remote, and if you press the play button, Blind Square will listen for a voice command. Unfortunately, at the moment, this doesn't work with Bluetooth headsets. So, as I said, you can either use a wired headset, for example, the headset that comes with your phone, the Apple headset, or you can use one of these Bluetooth remotes. However, if you do the latter, then Blind Square will, of course, have to use the microphone of your iPhone to listen to your command, so your phone has to be near your mouth. Same is true, of course, when you use the button on the screen, but then I assume you'll have the phone in your hand and can speak to your device easily. For this podcast, I'm going to use the button on the main screen.
Voice command button.
When I double tap it, the phone will vibrate and I can speak my voice command after the tone.
Voice command.
Help.
Commands, address, around, battery, braille, bus, check-in, compass, credit, dislike, filter, GPS, help, like, look around, navigate, pedometer, QR, radius, search, share, simulate, sleep, speed, stop, time, tip, track, train, wake, weather and wear.
As you can hear, it's quite a long list of voice commands that are possible in Blind Square, and that means that you no longer have to use the menus to access many of Blind Square's features. For example, we can check the battery status.
Voice command.
Battery.
You have 8% of battery left.
Okay, now we've heard a long list of commands. Let's try some more. For example.
Voice command.
Radius 25.
Distance 25
Search
meters.
Search button.
And now let's check if the radius has been set to 25 meters.
Filter announcements. Bluetooth connected. Filter announcement. Distance 25 meters. Adjustable.
Obviously it did work. Great. Some of you may know that Blind Square comes with a number of pre-configured filters. For example, streets and places, my places. That means that Blind Square, if one of these filters is activated, will not announce all of the points of interest, intersections, etc. that it usually does. Usually none of the filters is active. But I can use the voice command feature to activate one of them. And of course, hands-free if I'm using a headset.
Voice command. Button. Voice command.
Filter my places.
Active filter is my places.
Okay, now we've got the feedback that my places has been activated as the filter. And we can also return to the default setting.
Voice command. Button. Voice command.
Filter all.
Active filter is all.
Search button.
Now let's check what the filter button says.
Filter announcements. All button. Current filter is all. Double tap to select a filter or change announced categories.
That means that Blind Square will announce everything. Using this new feature, it is also very quick now to add a new place to your My Places list. You can even set an alert distance. I will now call this place just Bus Stop, and I will set an alert distance of 100 meters.
Voice command.
Add Bus Stop 100.
Your current location has been added as bus stop with an accuracy of 10 meters. Alert distance 100 meters.
Okay, and now we should be able to find it on the My Places list. Let's see.
My Places. Set my place. Selected. Bus stop. About 0 meters.
Let's open it.
Bus stop. Zip public transport. Edit. Button.
Let's go to
double
edit.
Double tap to edit this place. Edit. Edit place.
And let's check the alert distance.
Edit place. Heading. Name of the place. Bus stop. Clear text. But alert distance when approaching this place. Switch button. On. Alert distance. 100. Text field. Bus stop. 0 meters. Back. Button. My places.
So as you can see, it did work perfectly. Voice commands are a premium feature because we use a third-party service to realize them. Of course, Apple has made Siri available to developers in iOS 10, but the capabilities are more limited than those of the service that we use, and we wanted to be able to make the feature as versatile as possible. Everyone who updates from a Blind Square version prior to 4.0 will receive 40 free voice commands, so you can test the service. And everyone who purchases a copy of Blind Square now will receive 400 free voice commands. So this should allow you to test the feature and see if it's useful to you. When you use the help command, as I did earlier in this podcast, it will not count against your voice command credits. What does voice command credit mean? You get 400 credits, and that means you can give 400 voice commands. And as I said, the help command doesn't count against this. And once these have been used up, you can decide if you want to purchase more. If you want to see a list of the voice commands available, you can go to Other.
Other. Button. Other. Alert. Settings. Help. Button. Voice command credits. Button.
Voice command credits. Here is where you can also purchase voice command credits, but you can also...
Voice command credits. Voice command credits. Back. Button.
See a list
double
of
tap
commands.
To return to the previous screen. List of voice commands. Button. List of voice commands. List of voice commands. Back. Button.
And then there's a table here listing all of the voice commands.
Command. Address. Street. Row 3. Column 1. Description. Look up nearest address based on current location. Column 2. Command. Around. Row 4. Column. Description. Activate the Around Me feature to present a list of Foursquare and personal saved locations in proximity. Column 2. Command. Battery. Row 5. Column 1. Description. Reports current battery level. Column 2.
And so on.
Page to of 8.
So you see it has got 8 pages and it's an extensive list of commands. The Blind Square voice command feature is available in nearly all of the languages supported by Blind Square, except for Estonian and Arabic. However, speakers of these languages can still use the Blind Square voice commands, but they will have to do so in English. Now let me talk again about how you can activate the voice command feature. I've used the button on the screen, but as I said, it can also be done through a remote control of a wired headset. Now, the remote control has been used in the past in Blind Square already. That's for the audio menu. That's another way of using Blind Square hands-free. I'll now go to the settings to show you what has changed there. Settings are at Other, Settings.
Other, Button.
Other.
Double tap to open. Other. Alert. Blind Square B. Help. Settings. Button.
And I'll go to the audio menu settings.
Audio menu settings. Button. Audio menu settings. Audio menu settings. Back. Button. Audio menu settings. Heading. Use headset remote to control. Blind Square. Voice command. Button.
Now, this is the button where you can tell Blind Square what should happen when you press the play button on your remote.
Use head alert. Blind square. Audio menu. Button.
The first setting is blind square audio menu. That means that blind square will not activate voice command, but the audio menu. But you can have voice command as one item of the audio menu.
Blind square. Voice command. Button.
Or you can set it to voice command. That means that the audio menu will not activate, but only the voice command. That's my current setting.
Music and video playback. Button.
Music and video playback means that Blind Square will pay no attention to what you do with your remote, because some users like to listen to music while walking with Blind Square and are like to be able to use their remote to control their music playback.
Cancel. Button.
And I'll press cancel because I don't want to change anything.
Cancel. Audio menu settings. Back. Button.
This is the setting that determines what happens when you use your remote. The next settings let you determine what should happen when you request location information through the remote control. There's now three ways to request location information hands-free. One is just to shake your phone. That's the shake settings that are also available in the Blind Square settings. And, of course, the remote through the audio menu, you can also request your location information. And you can set these two to different settings. So what's available here is...
When location info is requested through audio menu. Announce address. Switch button. On. Check into a place. Switch button. Off.
If you are a Foursquare
user... Double tap to toggle setting. Read pedometer. Switch button. Off. Announce public transport stops. Switch button on.
So you have four options here that you can uncheck or check. And depending on what you select, you will hear different information. And Blind Square may even check you in. And you can have different settings for shaking the phone. That's in the shake settings, also in the Blind Square settings. Now let's continue on with the screen.
Audio menu items. Heading.
And here you can select which audio menu items you would like to play or not play when you activate audio menu.
Voice command. Switch button. Off.
Now, this is the first item. Please note that you can't change the order of the items, but as I said, you can activate or deactivate the ones that you need or don't need, of course. Now, I've activated voice commands. I can deactivate
voice command. Switch button. On. Voice command. Off. Location. Switch button. On. Sleep mode. Switch button on row 6 to 11 or 13.
So you can hear there's quite a number of items here, and you can configure the audio menu so it has all of the items you need and none of the ones you don't want to hear. So it's now much quicker to use the audio menu. I hope this has been helpful, and I'm sure many of you will enjoy the new voice command feature. If you want to keep in touch and to know what's going on with Blind Square, you can follow us on Twitter. That's at Blind Square GPS, all one word. Or you can subscribe to the Blind Square discussion list. That's an international list where you can get help from Blind Square users all over the world. And you can find information on how to subscribe at www.blindsquare.com/help. Or you can contact us at support@blindsquare.com if you've got any problems. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Bye for now.
Makes you sense. What's around?